you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, striking Hollywood writers are taking their month-long job action to the shareholders. Asian Americans are a growing population in LA, but their numbers don't reflect their political clout.
Only when Asian Americans vote in coalition with other racial groups will Asian Americans' preferred candidate win the election.
And we're told that Californians can expect to see wildfire in unexpected places. Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 31st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The TV and film writers' strike is now a month old, and the Writers Guild is changing tactics. In addition to picketing at studio gates, the WGA is targeting the people who run those studios and their pay packages. LAist Arts and Entertainment reporter John Horn has more.
WGA President Meredith Steam has written to shareholders of Netflix and Comcast, the parent of NBC Universal, asking them to vote against approving compensation for its leaders at their upcoming shareholder meetings. The top executives at Comcast made $130 million last year, while the top Netflix executives pocketed about $166 million. The WGA says those two companies would just pay a fraction of that every year to screenwriters based on their new contract proposal.
Writers, meanwhile, are continuing to walk picket lines outside studios and streamers across Los Angeles and in New York. Some expect them to stay there well into the summer. California's record snowpack is starting to melt, and it might impact peak wildfire season. Cap Radio's Manola Sakaita has more.
For some higher elevation parts of the state, excess snowpack from the winter might stick around longer than usual and help in reducing severe wildfire risks. But in lower elevation areas that dry out sooner, it's a different story. Zach Steele is a research scientist who studies changing wildfire patterns in California.
When you have these wet winters, you get this pulse of vegetation growth. Think of, you know, the weeds in your yard. They really took off this year. Once those dry out and kind of get cured as the summer goes on, that's a lot of fuel that's ready to burn.
As a result, he says we might see wildfires pop up in different areas than we've seen in recent years. In Sacramento, I'm Manola Sakaita.
Today marks the end of Disneyland's Splash Mountain ride. It's closing at the end of the day to make way for a new attraction based on the animated film The Princess and the Frog. The decision follows years of criticism for the basis of the Splash Mountain ride, the movie Song of the South and its depiction of black stereotypes. The new attraction is called Tiana's Bayou Adventure. It's scheduled to open in late 2024. In Greater Los Angeles, Asian Americans are the third largest racial group, but a new report shows their numbers don't necessarily translate to political clout. Josie Wong covers the Asian American communities for LAist.
No district has been drawn to have an Asian majority or even a plurality, so their votes alone can't clinch wins for their candidates of choice. That's an issue, says co-author Natalie Masuoka. She chairs UCLA's Asian American Studies Department.
Only when Asian Americans vote in coalition with other racial groups will Asian Americans' preferred candidate win the election.
Another electoral barrier? The voter registration rate for eligible Asian Americans averages under 50% across most of LA. But the report also showed how strong support from Asian Americans can sway elections. In Council District 1, newcomer Eonisis Hernandez was the candidate of choice for Asian American voters, as well as white voters. She was able to defeat then-incumbent Gil Cedillo, who had sewn up the black and Latino vote. For LAist 89.3, I'm Josie Huang.
Coming up, a Latino-themed movie festival opens tonight in Los Angeles.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. The Los Angeles County Fair wrapped up this week, and more than 717,000 people reportedly attended this year's edition. That's an increase of more than 80,000 from last year. Fair attendance typically topped 1 million people before the two-year hiatus brought on by the pandemic. The fair dates were moved up from late summer to May the past couple of years to take advantage of the cooler weather. The Los Angeles Latino International Film Festival kicks off tonight in Hollywood. It has an impressive lineup, including Julio Torres' new film, Problemista, and the directorial debut from actress Eva Longoria. It's called Flaming Hot. LAist Associate Editor Gab Chabran reports there are other programs for up-and-coming Latino filmmakers.
Historically, Latinos have always been underrepresented in Hollywood, and so the Latino Film Festival does a really great job at creating these pipeline programs, which are designed to get young people into the system early on. They offer funding, they offer workshops, fellowships, all different types of programs to help guide them through the process and really create longstanding relationships, which will help them in their career.
You can find more information on the Latino International Film Festival on their website, laliff.org. It runs through June 4th. In Peru, June is the month to celebrate and recognize Afro-Peruvian culture. In L.A., there is a special event planned for tomorrow night to celebrate Afro-Peruvian Culture Day at the Frida Kahlo Theater. There will be live music, food, and a performance from the Afro-Peruvian Experience Dance and Theater Company. The director of the event, Nadia Calmet, hails from Lima, Peru.
I think it's very important for L.A. community to understand the complexity of being Latino, you know, being Afro-Latino, or being diverse, because a lot of people don't know that Peru has African descent.
Legendary Afro-Peruvian artists, including Marina Lavalle and Maestro Santiago Coco Linares, will be present. There's information about the event on our website, laist.com. Cloudy skies are in today's forecast as the deep marine layer penetrates the coastal valleys once again. There may be some clearing, though, this afternoon. Temperatures will be in the 60s at the beaches, around 70 in the coastal valleys and IE, and around 90 degrees in the Coachella Valley. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at laist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.